This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue the study in which we've been engaged for the past several times on the topic, What is the Church? We have pointed out that the Bible does not give simply a single definition of the Church. Rather, it describes it under a number of different figures. And each one of these figures emphasizes at least 2 things. Number 1, some things about the Lord, and number 2, some things about the members of the Church. For instance, the church is the called out, emphasizing the Lord as the caller, and the members as the called. It's God's building, emphasizing the Lord as the architect of His dwelling place, and the members as God's dwelling place. It's the kingdom, emphasizing the Lord as the king, the ruler, the sovereign, and the members of the church as subjects of the king. It is the body of Christ, emphasizing the Lord as the head of the church, and members as the members of His body, which carry out the differing functions which the Lord wishes to be done in this world. It is further God's husbandry, God's tilled ground, emphasizing the Lord as the farmer, the seed sower, and the members as the ground into which the seed has been sown and germinated and grown and resulted in men and women being born again and added to the body of Christ. In the 6th place, we noted that it is the pillar and ground of the truth, emphasizing God as the source of truth and the members of the church as the disseminators of truth. Now, friends, we cannot be faithful to God if we are simply teaching some religious message, a message which differs from the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Galatians chapter 1, beginning with verse 6, the Apostle Paul had this to say, I marvel that you are so quickly removing from him that called you in the grace of Jesus Christ unto a different gospel, which is not another gospel. Only there are some that would trouble you and pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, should preach unto you any gospel other than that which we preached unto you, let him be anathema. And so you see, as we've seen in each of these various figures, that 2 things are emphasized by saying that the church is the pillar and the ground of the truth, as it does in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. It emphasizes the Lord as the source of truth, and the church as the disseminator of that truth. Now again, right in that same passage, that is in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, we have the 7th figure under which we will understand more about the church. Notice that he says, But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how men ought to behave themselves in the house of God, which is the church of the living God. Now the word house means family. You read in Acts 10 about the account of the conversion of Cornelius and his house or his household. That obviously means his family. And so the church is the family of God. To say that the church is the house of God emphasizes God as the Father and members of the church as members of God's family. That is, they are brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, God does not have a number of families. You think of the insult it would be if Jones were to say of Smith, Now, Smith has many families, and one of those families is just as good as another. Any man who is a moral and good man has only one family, and all of his children are members of that family. To accuse God of having more than one family is to accuse God of being guilty of spiritual adultery. But such is absurdly false. God is not the father of many different families. The church is the family of God, and the members of the church are brothers and sisters in that family. That is, they are brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, in the 8th place, we note that the church is described under the figure of a flock, just like a flock of sheep. We find in Acts chapter 20, verse 28, the words of the Apostle Paul to the elders of the church in Ephesus. Take heed unto yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you bishops to feed the church of the Lord, which he purchased with his own blood. Now, they are to function, that is, the elders of the church are to function as shepherds. That indicates God as a shepherd, and the members of the church are sheep. And elders of local churches are to be so concerned for the spiritual welfare of the members that they guard them against the wolves, that is, false teachers, and provide for them the food, the spiritual food, that is, exercise in spirituality and the study of the Bible and the application thereof for each and every member of that flock.